Imagine sending an all-staff email telling everyone you're getting ready to go number two.
Why would you do that?
What's the most embarrassing typo you've ever made?
Okay.
This is a setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without saying you're closed because of unforeseen circumcisions, then you're doing okay.
Oh, that's different. I think they meant circumstances.
I mean, you
that
think.
That is different.
You think.
That is different, though. Yeah. That is why we proofread.
Yeah, this Pizza Hut up in Canada had to put up a sign to announce that they were only open for takeout and delivery. And it had, because due to unforeseen circumcisions, the dining room will be closed this evening. Sorry for the inconvenience.
We've got a lot of procedures that we've got to knock out here.
Yeah.
And they didn't have space at the hospital.
Obviously,
apparently.
Dinner has been cut short. Or they're making staffing cuts. Local hospital jumped in on social media said that they could handle the circumcisions for them.
All right. Well, that was nice.
Yeah.
We should probably do that there.
Pizza Hut went back and kind of apologized, confirmed that it was an autocorrect issue.
Oh, dang it. And, autocorrect.
Yeah. And they put up a new sign emphasizing circumstances.
Yeah. Yeah. We knew that's what you meant, but it's still funny to see it in a sign.
But did we actually know what they meant?
We did. It's typically not on the menu at Pizza Hut.
So would love to hear what's the most embarrassing typo you've ever sent, either in an email, all staff email, in a text message. I know, you know, we always like to bring up the fact that I texted you, I love you.
It was really sweet.
It was sweet. It was sweet. It was kind of out of the blue.
It was a little random.
And
I was taken aback.
And you, Kelly was taken aback.
I love you too.
Don't know how to respond.
Is this where we're at now at this point in our relationship?
It was meant for my wife.
Yes.
But yes, it was obviously an errant text. Not to say that I don't, Kelly, but it was just one of those text messages that were mistaken. So yeah, would love to hear your story, the most embarrassing typo. And yes, there is an actual message from Tony who did send an all staff email referring to what I said at the beginning that I'll explain coming up, plus more of your stories on 99.7 EJX. The dining room will be closed. Sorry for the inconvenience due to an unforeseen circumcision.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah, that was a sign there at a Pizza Hut in Canada. Unfortunate typo. So we asked, what are some of the more embarrassing typos that you've ever sent? From Tony, I once sent an all-staff email about being on vacation and that if there was anything last minute they needed me to record, that I would be dropping in on Saturday for a quick shift.
Oh, no.
The problem is forgot the F shift.
Oh, no, no.
And within minutes, I had coworkers blowing up my email.
And that's the kind they're never going to forget.
No,
they will
never.
Never,
never,
let
never.
Him
never.
Live that down.
Never, never.
That will follow him forever.
Another text. If you have a moment, can you stop by my office for a quick sex?
That's
nice. Thank you.
All right. That's fun.
That was a text sent to another employee.
Oh, gosh.
Whoops.
Oh. You got to be careful with
that. I was going to say, yes, that could get you in HR.
Yes, it could.
Oh, my gosh. Got one. A text sent to her boss, Butch's boss. Bitch is out.
Oh, no.
If you need anything, I'm here to help.
Nope, not that Butch.
Switch.
It's Butch.
Butch. Not the other one.
No.
Robert said, texted, I love you, Abby, instead of I love you, baby, to someone not named Abby. The kicker is she was jealous of an Abby I had hooked up with before we started dating.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
that backstory. Oh, that was unintended backstory.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh.
Here's another one. Listener sent in. I accidentally texted my boss, love you, instead of thank you, after she approved my vacation time.
Yeah.
Needless to say, it was an awkward conversation the next day.
Sure.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That is always awkward.
Another text. Okay, boo. when I meant to put okay bye in a text to a male coworker.
Oh boy. I was like, oh, did our relationship just get elevated?
Oh my gosh. We got a message from a listener. I was in a group chat with 30 brand new coworkers.
Oh gosh.
Autocorrect turned, I might be late.
No, no, no.
I might be late to, I might be lesbian.
Oh my God.
Didn't even realize it until days later.
That is not anywhere what, near the same word. What why?
What a way to come what? Out. Oh, jeez. They're like, all right.
Oh, thank you for sharing.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Good luck on your journey.
Yes. Good luck on your journey. That's too much. Oh, shoot. All right. Let's end it there. If you've got anything you'd like to contribute, you can. 502-795-1997.
Oh.